And Butker's kick. It's to the right, and it is wide right. No good.
Happy Monday morning. Chiefs victorious 22-9. Kind of a weird way to bring that in, but we'll explain why. Chiefs win 22-9. Patrick Mahomes, pretty decent game. A lot of people concerned with the behind the line of scrimmage play, but that was according to
which one?
Yeah. The one that he snagged the ball back on the 5-yard line.
Yeah. What a great play by Patrick Mahomes.
I mean,
man.
Well aware. I mean, it was six nothing that moment going into what, the half? And Mahomes doesn't get that. The Giants get that and score. We got a whole new ball game.
Yep.
Whole new ball game.
It was 6-6, right?
6-6.
Yeah. They would have taken a lead. Well, maybe not, though.
Yeah,
because
you don't know.
The Giants inside the red zone, I think in the Washington game in week one, they had 7 chances inside the 2 and couldn't get it into the end zone. Last night, we saw Russell Wilson throw it to the tunnel twice. That was a good reception by Mr. Tunnel over there. Tunnel had more receptions yesterday than Malik Nabers did.
Laramie Tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. Tunnel had 2 receptions yesterday, and then they had they're trotting out their punter to try to kick yesterday because I guess their kicker got hurt.
He had like a hamstring issue.
I mean, and that guy buckled down when he kicked that one to make it, 12-9 or whatever it was, and trying to, will something through the uprights for them. But there were no guarantees that the Giants would have scored. But still, what a great play by Patrick Mahomes to kind of have that wherewithal to get out there and to make that play after making a bad play and throwing it behind the line or whatever that was. He had the wherewithal to go out there, and all of a sudden you realize that's 15 who's making that play. Like, where did he come from and make that play? That may have been Patrick Mahomes' best play so far this season for the Kansas City Chiefs, because it saved a lot, man. It potentially saved the game at that point in time.
Oh, 100%. It was really impressive. But also, like, why is Pacheco faced the other way? I know Mahomes shouldn't have thrown it behind, but did you guys not notice that?
Well, that's what I was getting at, because that's what Jeff Schwartz and Mitchell Schwartz were talking about on Twitter.
Really?
They always talk about the more schematic things. Like, they'll tell you, like, where pulls are supposed to happen. It's right up your alley.
It's nerdy. Yeah.
And they said that Pacheco turned the wrong way.
Oh, yeah,
way.
I see what you're saying. They just showed the play.
He turned the wrong way.
Why are you facing that way?
Why are you facing that way?
We go that way.
Hey, exactly.
We go that way, 10.
All right.
Another
that's
concern.
So weird.
So, yeah, that's true. He was, like, running the route towards the back of the...
He turned the wrong way.
What are you doing?
He turned the wrong way.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I can say.
I mean, you're watching the play up there. You're like, oh, no, that looks... just. Why is it... oh, that's the wrong end zone. Like, if Mahomes leads him, I'm like, that's a... oh, no, that's the wrong way.
Mahomes 224 and a touchdown yesterday in the game. Kareem Hunt had the other touchdown as well. And then the rest field goals. But I do pay homage to PTI. Toss up, bigger concern so far 3 weeks into this team: the kicker, Harrison Butker, or the right tackle, Juwan Taylor?
Well, this is a hard one.
It's both.
Yeah, no, it is both. And look, I will say the kicker at this point in time, because you went from a guy that was an automatic to a guy who's unautomatic for you right now. And I think you can do some things with your right tackle position. You can leave a guy in to help him out. You can switch the gentleman out and put Jalen Moore in there. You don't have any other options at kicker right now. And when you thought you had a guy that was automatic at something, it would be like, again, bringing in your closer, going back to Wade Davis in 20, whatever year it was, let's say 2018, and then Wade Davis can't find the strike zone. You're like, man, we should have given up on him in 2017, right? That's kind of how I feel like we are with Harrison Butker right now. A lot of times it doesn't come back, guys. A lot of times you get these yips, and it never, ever, 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 ever comes back to the level of where you were right now. And I said it earlier, and I'll continue to say it, I'm auditioning kickers, man. I'm not saying I'm replacing Harrison Butker at this point in time, but I'm letting Harry know, man, there's competition. We're going to bring guys in, and I don't care what you think about it. Because, as I said to Mac and Brake, should be 5 missed kicks. I mean, yes. He hit the upright. And it went in yesterday.
Lucky bounce.
So he's an upright bounce away from already missing 5 kicks this season. And where this team is, until they get their guys back, they don't have the ability to afford a kicker who can't kick it through the uprights on an extra point and on 2 feet. He's already missed 2 extra points this year. Now, I know that was a 48-yarder, but last year he nails that. It's no big deal. Okay, fine. Move the extra point back 15 yards. No big deal for Harrison Butker. Harry usually gets that done. Harry ain't getting things done right now.
Yeah, we watch football all day, every day. You see 58s, 60s, 55s. I mean, like, they're nothing.
Yeah, like, it's nothing.
Our guy used to do that. And also, like, the changes with the K-balls, all the kickers are saying how much that's helped them. It doesn't seem to have helped our guy at all. I wonder if that's part of the issue.
Maybe the ball is messing him up. And I'm being serious
about that.
I know,
I'm serious.
You know, you're not used to a certain ball. Well, get used to it.
Figure it out.
You know, everybody else has. And if you can't get used to it, then tender your resignation, and we'll find somebody that can get this thing figured out, because this is not our dad's Kansas City Chiefs offense anymore, where a missed field goal or a missed extra point is no big deal. This is Marty ball more than it is Andy ball at this point in time. And missed field goals and missed extra points are vital to this team right now. Essentially, we're blaming Travis Kelce for week two. If Harry makes his kicks in week two, you don't lose that game to the Eagles either. And maybe you're in a different spot in week one if he makes his kicks.
I'd still say Juwan Taylor, though, to your question, Dusty.
100%.
Yeah, I still think
my opinion, it's Juwan Taylor.
And yeah. I'm off the Juwan Taylor train right now, and I'm the last one. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Last night did it for me. But we still have other options for Juwan Taylor. There are other ways to do that. There's not a way to replace the kicker at this point in time. Not saying that they are looking at this point in time, but you got to start going through the yellow pages and looking under kicker, you know, and seeing who's out there that we could potentially bring in and start auditioning.
I agree.
You know?
I would say, though, if I asked you this, I think I'd know your answers. Like, who would you have more trust in to get better and bring it back and stop the issues? I'd have more trust in Harrison Butker.
I'd like to say that, but man, these athletes are weird, man. A lot of times they lose it and it's done. It's gone. Like when Chuck Knobloch couldn't throw to first base anymore. Like,
well, you could say the same for Juwan Taylor.
Yeah, you could. You could potentially say the same for
He's
Juwan Taylor.
Early,
yeah.
He
got away with a couple of them yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, Collinsworth made sure to mention it.
Yeah, he did. But I mean, he got away with a couple of them yesterday. Again, I think there could be a replacement for Juwan Taylor. That's why I'm not as worried about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to do if we don't have a kicker. Somebody that was so reliable is now not that guy. He's mid right now as a kicker in this league.
Young Wei Koo is on waivers.
He lost it too, though.
I know. But
another good example of a guy losing it and not being able to get it, because at one point he was really, really good. I remember going to the Chiefs game against the Falcons during COVID, and there was nobody in the stadium. And that guy was like lining up to kick like a game-winning field goal and was really, really good back in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Like really, really good. And now he's been cut. It happens fast with athletes. Like for whatever reason, as sports fans, we're all this way. We never see it coming. And then it happens and they fall off a cliff. Right now, Harrison Butker looks like that closer who can't get an out.